Back on the Matadors pregame show, Eddie Corneo joins us here ahead of the Tuesday, last midweek game of the year. You guys have had, I think this is just the third home midweek game for you guys. Is the routine affected at all, or are you guys okay with it having so few midweek games?
No, I'd love to have more.
You're feeling me.
Home midweek games. Tell that to the 405. You know, everybody getting on a bus and dreading the traffic, so they prefer that we go to them.
All right. That's a succinct answer. Coming off a sweep, second straight conference sweep, and you guys are playing real well, you know, 8 wins in a row. But as a coach, I know you kind of see the little the cracks in the armor there. Let's start with the positive. Pitching-wise, the last 2 weekends, both the bullpen and the starters have given you guys a lift.
They have. They've been consistent. We've been looking for that boost for quite some time, and early on they got maybe beat up a little bit, and it took them some time to recover. Justin Vose jumping into the rotation has given us a bit of a boost. Kind of a bizarre year overall of some guys not necessarily filling their role or living up to their own expectations, and someone else jumping in and then having to switch roles. Kind of weird, but we just got to roll with it.
San Diego State comes in here on a Tuesday. Is now obviously, you know, the ultimate strategy is to win the game. But from a coach's perspective, I know Tuesday is a day you get to look at some different guys. I know on the pitching mound we'll see some different guys. Destin Allen Fox has looked pretty good the last two times out, Coach.
Yeah, he has. He's, you know, his first start as a freshman at USD, he walked two straight, then gave up a 3-run homer, and I pulled him. And I think his life was miserable after that, and he decided he didn't want to pitch scared anymore. So that's the biggest difference I've seen out of him. Tuesday, I mean, I want to win every game, so I have Kamayu starting at shortstop. I have Rob Gonzalez at third. We'll see if we can get a little bit more offense there. I've got Andrew Gana playing. I'm giving Ben Griffin a little bit of a break. I'm playing to win. So, I mean, you want to try and balance that with trying to get ready for this weekend. There was a lot of relievers that didn't get to pitch against Bakersfield, so I'm going to prioritize them. And then the guys who are maybe on the back end, getting them work is the second priority.
And then just last thing before I let you go, I know you like to be, you and Coach Serrano both, you like to be real aggressive on the base pads. It got you in a little bit of trouble at Bakersfield. Is that just something, is that par for the course? If you're going to be aggressive, sometimes they're going to be bad outs on the base pads, or do you think there's a method and a madness to, hey, we can be aggressive and still not make mistakes?
Yeah, I think you have to. You have to be able to give the players a little bit of leeway if you're going to be aggressive. You know, if you're going to tell the players, be aggressive coming around second base, going first to third, and they happen to get thrown out, and as soon as you come down hard on them, no one wants to be aggressive anymore.
Right.
So I give a lot of times I give the green light. I don't choose when guys steal unless I see a pattern or I want to take a chance, but I give them the green light, and if they get a good jump, then I congratulate them. And if they get thrown out, I may say, hey, I like what you did there. Good job going. Let's think about this.
I want to congratulate you, by the way. The win on Sunday, your 60th as a head coach.
60th?
60.
Oh, wow. Cool.
So one more, you tie Roger Maris.
Okay.
Eddie Corneo on the pregame. Thanks for joining us, Coach.
You're welcome.